So we are in fourth chapter, Avatara Business. So as a before I go to the textbook, I want to say a few things about this avatara. See, you know very well this avataraha, the concept of incarnation is not really discussed in the Veda. Puranas does discuss about it. There again we have to understand, we are not saying there is no such thing called avatara at all. And avataraha means avataranam, tarati, avatarati. You know, avatarati means what? Gets down, descends. You know, like with the prefix ava, tarati means crosses, swims. Avatarati gets down, descends. So, getting down or descending of the, you know, the absolute reality, you know, assuming a form. And then, because cause, what is it responsible, what causes that assumption of that form? We say it's some order itself works, the universal natural law and order itself works in such a way that something has to happen to do the needful in the society. So we say order, that's why we say avataraha. That means, what about the janma, punarjanma, rebirth also is what? No, rebirth also is the body which is born, reborn, isn't it? The rebirth also, the assumption of a body, physical body, which also has birth and death. So this avatara body also has birth and death, isn't it? Avatarasya body also has birth and death. What is the difference then? If you say, the person who is reborn, in punarjanma, the body assumed is determined by the prarabdha karma phala. Whereas avatara shariram, not this body of the avatara purusha, isn't it? Actually is determined by the natural law and order. Here prarabdha karma, which is within the realm of law and order, is also law and order only. And here the only thing is we say, it is incomprehensible for us to understand, but what it said, the maya, the matter, maya shakti directly assumes the body and becomes this body. Whereas in the punarjanma, the body is material. The maya undergoes a change to become the elements, then the elemental, it becomes an elemental sharira. So we say the difference is mayika dehaha is avatara dehaha, avatara purushasya dehaha, mayikaha dehaha, mayikam shariram. Isn't it? Whereas this is bhautika shariram, bhautikam shariram. And here this assumption of this body, that is the cause, isn't it? What is the cause? So prarabdha karma determines, thereby the body is assumed, and that body is pancha bhautika shariram. So here mayika shariram, determined by the universal natural law and order, which is not the karma. So the karma is not there for the avatara purusha. This is a prarabdha karma also. And the second thing, this body is assumed to exhaust the prarabdha karma. Body, so prarabdha karma determines the shariram. After being born also is what the purpose, it serves as a boga ayataram. It serves as the means of enjoyment of prarabdha karma phalam, punya papam, in the form of pains and pleasures. Whereas this shariram is assumed not for the prarabdha karma phala boga, not for the enjoyment of prarabdha karma phalam, but it is for the dushta, no, sikshanam. It is for punishing the wrongdoers and blessing the rightdoers. Sishta rakshanaya, sishta nigrahaya, dushta, sishta rakshanaya, dushta nigrahaya. Nigraha is an anugraha. Sishta anugrahaya, dushta nigrahaya. For the, in fact, to put it rightly, for establishing dharma and to undo the adharma by correcting the wrongdoers. Isn't it? By establish dharma, punish the wrongdoers, correct the wrongdoers, thereby you undo adharma. That is the purpose. And here, what is the purpose? Punarjanma. Punarjanma is for exhausting the paradha karma phala, punya papas you have in account. That is the difference. Okay. And the second thing, otherwise, same thing, isn't it? But this, somebody's avatar, somebody's incarnation, how do you know? How do you determine? Other person, whether the other person says, I am avatara or not. How do you understand other person avatara or not? It is not on what basis, on what scale can you measure other person is an incarnation. You can't, it's purely subjective. It is purely personal. If you believe that somebody is avatara purushaha, somebody is an incarnation, because seeing something very big, what the person is, something unusual the person is able to do, what others cannot do, and then you think, you know, then in your perception the other person is avatara purusha, you say, it is your view. You cannot impose that view on others. You can tell others, I believe this person is avatara for me, incarnation. Other person may take it, has all the right not to accept what your view, or to accept the view or not to accept the view. There is no way of proving this. You cannot definitely prove why you believe this person is an avatara purusha. You may have your own reasons, but you can't prove how this person is an avatara purusha. Nor can other person disprove why this person is not avatara purusha also. Other person may not have the reason. There is no way of disproving or proving. It is purely your personal view, your subjective value. Understand one thing. These are all the views we have. And we say Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada is looked upon as an avatara purusha. Why do we say even that? He was born as an ordinary child to his mother and father, but very different child. You can see people don't even start thinking at the age of 32. Isn't it? He finished everything. At the age of 32, you know, people, by the time people start thinking, they become 70, 80, and then they don't think at all at last. They like die an immature children, isn't it? But this Adi Shankara, what an amazing thinking, how wide was his thinking. Imagine at the age of 32, having done so much of research and explanations and writing such a bhashams, everything, and teaching students, having all old disciples. He was much younger. Suresh Acharya, Padmapada, all these young people who were older than him, as his disciples, Gargi, Maitri, all of them, not Gargi, I mean other, Suresh Acharya's wife and all of them. He had all the people with him. And then he went all over, walked all over to think of, at the age of 32, even before he died, at a very young age, even before 30, he thought of spreading, giving this wisdom to all the people, to establish mutts and all that. What an amount of thing this is. Not an ordinary joke. It's not that, you know, that Jimbubba, that giving some, not some, nothing, you know, Jadu mantra here. Isn't it? Nothing Jadu here. It's all clean teaching. Isn't it? So much of thinking involved. So, when people think, oh my God, he is Sakshat Shankaraha. Now think of Vyasa Sakshat Bhagavishnu, they say. Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam. Why? Because look at them as avataras, their contribution, their interest, the wide vision, the interest in well-being of society and people, how all those things when you see, the way he conducted and all that. So we only think avatar must be an avatar purusha. Understand? This is how, what I am saying here, avatara concept, we have to understand, at the same time, we don't need to take it very seriously. Suppose if you think somebody is avatara, and then if somebody is able to do some, suppose, materialized things using the siddhi powers. Now one can become a magician, has some skills. Like any people who are endowed with siddhi powers, in Andhra Pradesh so many siddha purushas are there, it seems. Even in, we have in here a Palani and other places, there are siddha purushas, and who can materialize things. Isn't it? So materializing is not that they are creating it. Only thing is, you do not know how they are able to get it to their hand. It's all siddhi, isn't it? Still is a wonder, isn't it? my orange which is in the back comes to the hand, means how? Without taking it out. It's a wonder, isn't it? It's something. Even such things are there, such miracles are there. Miracles, seeing the miracles, you know, of the people, we cannot say somebody is Avatara Purusha. Why? Because people, there were great Rakshasas, the highly miraculous person was people like Indrajit. Why not? All Ravanas, you know, Ravana's brothers, and all of them were, if you see this Hiranyakashipu, all these big Rakshasas, they all had great these powers. They could also, they performed many miracles. If you consider somebody as a Avatara Purusha seeing the miracles, then we had Rakshasas also, what? Who could perform miracles. So based on miracles, seeing the miracles, seeing the Siddhi powers also, you can't consider somebody as an Avatara Purusha. If somebody believes that person Avatara Purusha, that person's personal view, we don't need to deny, don't need to argue that person not have the Avatara, concept of Avatara. You don't need to believe it, don't need to accept it. Let the other person have the belief, so what? It's not going to affect you. Isn't it? As long as you impose, try to impose it on you. So you can be open. You don't need to accept anything blindly. You don't need to deny also. You can remain quiet. But anyway, Avatara is, somebody is looked upon Avatara purely is in personal view. Okay, next question is, for our spiritual development, for our spiritual growth, for our moksha, for our well-being, what is there for me, if you ask a question? Namaste. So, what is there for you? If for my moksha, for my, to manage my emotional problems, to manage my day-to-day problems I go through, personally what I go through, as an individual, every individual has one's own emotional problems, one's own day-to-day problems, life problems are there, isn't it? To solve those problems, to not to get emotionally shattered. No, for my spiritual growth, for my moksha, for my jnanam, for my upliftment, for my happiness. If you think that way, for my means your own. One's own happiness, one's own moksha, one's own spiritual upliftment and growth. Do we require an Avatara Purusha? Are we need of Avatara? Are we dependent? Do we need to depend upon Avatara Purusha? No. You do not need an Avatara Purusha for your moksha, for your jnanam, for your emotional well-being, for your emotional dependence. Understand now? All that you need is right teacher, proper shastra study, your clean life, commitment to dharma, and then your prayerful, worshipful life. No, worship, prayerful, worshipful, clean, righteous life, life karma yoga. If you live, it will take care of the mind. Then, if you are given to study a shastram, shravana mana will take care of your contemplative life. That's what you need. So, okay, now, this is, you need, one need, to, because you get confused about this. Jnanam and moksha, okay, Avatara Purusha is there, if I see the person is enough, I don't need to study shastram. See, your clarity, your bondage is in your confusion, isn't it? So your moksha will be is there, your viveka, your mind only needs viveka, not avataras. Okay, and even Bhagavan Krishna, when he says, isn't it, when he talks about, from his stand, from the way he talks about, we consider it an Avatara Purusha. This again is for mainly, even though destroying Rakshasas is also one of the purpose, one of the thing. Mainly, Krishna has come to revive the unbroken, revive the that broken tradition, to revive the Vedic culture, the Vedic way of life. The teaching has come as a guru, Jagat Guru. Okay, this much I wanted you to understand. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Have I told you this last class? I didn't tell you this. Okay. No, somewhere I told, no, where I told. Maybe in another class I told. I told that?
Just touched upon.
Okay. sukha asa, where you will take it easily, isn't it? That's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
It's just like Krishna and his gopis.
Vishayaha. Okay. Where did we leave?
Arjuna's question.
Okay. So Arjuna, Krishna asked the question. That is why Krishna happens to be an avatara purusha. Arjuna cannot understand. As avatara purusha, one's identity is not with the body, mind and complex. Isn't it? One understands the facts. But he talks as Ishvara. So he says, now Arjuna asked the question. Aparam bhavato janma.
Aparam bhavato janma.
Param janma vivasvataha.
Param janma vivasvataha.
Kathame tadvijaniyam.
Kathame tadvijaniyam.
Tvamadau proktavaniti.
Tvamadau proktavaniti.
Okay. So, he says the same thing. Hey Krishna, vivasvataha janma. Param, aparam. Param. Bhavataha janma aparam. Your birth was after Vivaswans. Katham etad vijaniyam. He does not say you are not right, etc. I really do not understand the secret behind what you are saying. Or I do not understand the subtleness of the fact. No, what you are saying. Katham yetat aham vijaniyam. So here, aparam jan. So katham yetat vijaniyam. Tvam ado proktavan iti. That you had taught this to Vivaswan in the beginning of creation, isn't it? You were born, according to me, you were born only now. Asanna Vasudeva and Devaki. But how come that you had taught this to Vivaswan in the beginning of creation, isn't it? I really don't understand this. Katham vijaniyam. How am I going to understand? How can I understand this? Katham aham vijaniyam. Janami, I know. So this vijaniyam, you can always use vijaniyam. Katham aham vijaniyam. How can I understand this? What is the secret behind this? What you are saying, the statement. Isn't it? So your statement, my understanding of you, and your expression of what you are, really differs, isn't it? So tell me the difference between my understanding of you and your understanding of you, isn't it? And the subtleness of your statement. Aparam arvag vasudeva grihe bhavataha janma. Your birth was in Vasudeva's house. I know your birth. Param.
Param.
Purvam.
Purvam.
Sargadau.
Sargadau.
Param is what? Purvam. Before. Before means when? Sarga adau. Sargaha means creation. Sarga adau means sargasya adau. In the beginning of the creation. Adihi adau. Sargasya adau, sargadau, in the beginning of creation, janma utpattihi, janmotpattihi, Vivasvataha. Vivasvataha means Vivasvan is a takaranta shabda. Therefore, Vivasvataha shashti. Vivasvan, Vivasvantam, Vivasvata, Vivasvate, Vivasvataha, Vivasvataha. Therefore, shashti ekavachane Vivasvataha iti rupam. So, Vivasvataha, Vivasvat shabdaha. So, nominative Vivasvan. In Saptam Shashti Ekavachane Vivasvataha iti rupam. So, Vivasvataha, Suryasya, Adityasya, Utpattihi, now creation, or Janma, birth. Utpattihi is what now? Birth, Janma. Janma, what is equal of Janma? Utpattihi, birth. What now? Sarga Adau, Purvam, in the beginning of creation. Sun's birth was in the very beginning of creation. Your birth was here late. Where? In Yashvasudeva's house. Tat katham yetad vijaniyam. That, how can I understand that? Why? Viruddha arthataya. Viruddha arthataya. Viruddha arthata. Viruddha arthata means contradictory. Because contradictory meaning, isn't it? Viruddha arthata means viruddha arthataya. Because the statement itself is what now? Contradictorily, or the meaning of the statement is contradictory. Or your statement is contradictory. Therefore, contradictorily, when you say, is virudhartataya, yet, stvam adav proktavan imam yogam. Yes, stvam, yaha, that you, yes, stvam, yevam, tatvam, Yeva Ado Proktavan. Swameva Ado Proktavan. That you had taught in the beginning of creation Yogam. What you had taught? You had taught this way of life, this wisdom comprising two ways of two committed lifestyles. Isn't Yogam? Saha Yeva Twam Idani Mahyam Proktavan Asi Iti. And the same you who had taught our son there, now you are teaching, you have taught me, you say. Isn't it? So what is this? He's asking. Ya, you know, Vasudeva,
Vasudeva,
Anishwara,
Anishwara.
Asarvajna,
Sarvajna,
Shanka,
Shanka,
Murkhanam,
Murkhanam,
Tam, Parihara,
Pariharan,
Pariharan,
Shri,
Shri
Bhagavan Uvacha,
Yadartho,
Hi,
Arjunasya Prashnah.
Arjunasya Prashnah.
Okay. What he says, this Shanka, generally people of ordinary thinking, people who are deluded, people who do not really see more than what the eyes can see, such people are said to be Murkaha. Murkaha means don't take very badly, as we say. Murkaha means deluded minded, who do not see the difference. No? Generally any human being is a Murka only. He says, they have Shanka, Ashanka, isn't it? You can say Shanka or Ashanka, both are correct, doubt. What doubt they have? Vasudeve, Vasudevaha, Ishwaraha, Utanna, iti Shanka. The doubt whether Bhagavan is Lord or not. Anishwaraha means, no, not the Lord. Bhagavan is not the Lord. Vasudevaha is not the Lord. Anishwaraha. Then, Asarvajna. Bhagavan is what also what now? Anishwara sa asarvajna. Bhagavan is sarvajna, isn't it? Sarvajna ashanka. There is a doubt in the minds of Murkas that whether there is all-knowing, no, omniscience, whether it's a lordship in Vasudeva. Isn't it? Whether there is, Bhagavan is Vasudevaha, Krishnaha enjoys his status of being the Lord, or does he enjoy the omniscience? Sarvajnyatvam is there or not? that the people do not know. People cannot see Bhagavan as a Sarvajna, Krishna as a Sarvajna, cannot relate to him as a Lord. They look at him only as a Vasudeva's son, as a cowherd boy who had fun with gopis. So he, that's what people can relate to. So he says, that shankam pariharan, murkanam shankam tam pariharan. So in order to remove that, removing that, isn't it? Changing that doubt in the minds of ordinary people, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan said, for which Arjuna's question also was there. Yadarthaha means for which Arjuna's question also was put earlier. Now we look at the Bhagavan's answer now. Why Bhagavan is answering now? Bhagavan Krishna is giving this answer to make the ordinary people, to remove the doubt in the minds of people, the Bhagavan being the Lord, and Bhagavan enjoying the Sarvajyatvam. Bahu nime vyatitani,
bahu nime vyatitani,
janmani tava charjuna,
janmani tava charjuna,
tanyaham veda sarvani,
tanyaham veda sarvani,
natvam veta parantapa,
natvam veta parantapa.
So what he says, suppose if a person who knows the Atma, Anatma, even as a jnani, in ordinary wise person also, can very well say, you know, can very well say that many births have gone. Many births of the Sukshma, have gone. And even a wise person can say this. Well, the one who knows very clearly what is Atma, Atma being Chaitanyam, Anatma being, Mithya, the body minds complex, there again physical body is subject to change, being the tamasic aspect, modified form of tamasic aspect of the elements. Sukshma happens to be what? Sukshma is not subject to time at all. Sukshma is anadi, and sukshma will dissolve only in jnanam. One who knows this can very well say, what is that? Many births, if the person's identity is with the Chaitanyam as aham, if the jnani whose identity is Chaitanyam as aham, then he can easily say what now? I have seen many births. It means what now? Many, many times this sukshma comes and goes. Even a wise person can say that. Any jnani can say that. Even you, if you study sastram thoroughly, then you can say that also. Sukshma comes and goes many times. Isn't it? Chaitanyam doesn't come and go. Sukshma comes and goes. Physical body dissolves. Isn't it? Becomes disintegrated. Assumes a new body. This you can say it as well. We keep on listening shastra. This is the shastra. So he says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Bahu Nime Vyatitani,
Bahu Nime Vyatitani,
Janmani Tava Charjuna,
Janmani Tava Charjuna.
See, Bahuni Janmani Vyatitani, many births have gone, Arjuna. Vyatitani have passed. That means what? For whom? For me as well as for you. See, when even you can say now, you can say, if you have understood for the continuity of this Sukshma's journey, assuming many forms, having studied Vedanta, you can say, I have taken many births before. This is one of the births now. And also, not only me, everybody else who is sitting in front of me also, what now? Must have passed many lives in the previous. You can say that also. You can also say easily. Can't you say? If I can understand Shastram, if I can say, my Sukshma must have gone through many lives, and for it to have some Parabdha, to assume this body and to exhaust a person Parabdha like this means, everybody else who is along with me also must have passed what now? Many previous lives. Everybody Sukshma must have gone through many lives before. So, Mama Tavacha, hey Arjuna, Bahuni Janmani Vyatitani. Why? Even this morning I was saying Anadi Kala Darabhya. No, from time, from the Anadi, beginninglessly, the Sukshma has no beginning, Sukshma Agyanam has no beginning, Sukshma Shariram has been going through many births. Isn't it? Many births. Takes new body, lives, and finishes, throws away, again assumes a new body, again goes to new mother's womb, again assumes a new physical body, again it is gone. Sukshma's journey continues like that. Okay, stolen money is what not changing. So, bahuni janmani atitani, not only for me Arjuna, for you also. He says, I know that you have gone through many lives, I have gone through many lives. Tani sarvani aham veda. Only thing is, I know all of them. I know very clearly that all the beings who are around now have gone through many lives. You have gone through many lives before. Before being born, Arjuna also, you have lived in many forms, many bodies. And I also lived many forms. I also was what now? I was also in many forms. I know all of them. Only thing is, you do not know. Aham veda. Tvam na vetha. Tvam na vetha. You do not know all of them. I know all of them. So, but by saying, what does Krishna say here? How to believe what he says is true or not? Krishna says we believe. Okay? It means what? He is sarvajnaha. He is Ishwaraha. So it is possible for him. He avatara purushaha. That's all. Not more than that. But what Krishna says, even Krishna, being an avatar also, could not really, would not have been able to give Arjuna moksha just by being around, just by being a lord. Okay? Only through teaching he could give him moksha. It means what? What do you need for your spiritual upliftment, your spiritual development, your spiritual growth, your moksha? What do you want is viveka. For the viveka, your avatar is simply coming around, playing with you, eating with you, giving you every whatever you chocolates and things, what free you? Whatever you want, he gives you means what? Still you are not relieved of bandha. Okay, whatever I ask, he gives me. Why? He's a man of miracles, you see. Anything I want, I go and ask him for chocolates, he'll give me chocolates. I ask biscuits, he'll give biscuits. I'll ask him for a house, he'll give me a house. I'll ask him for a car, he'll give me a car. I'll ask him for some good friends, he'll give me good friends. I ask him for some money and he'll give me good money. Everything is giving, so I'm okay. No, still you are dependent on him. You have to ask him all the time. You don't need to ask him, okay? That asking should come to an end. It means what? So even if you have avatara purusha with you, still you are bound. He is of no use for you. For avatara purusha to be really, if he has to be really good for you, he has to turn to be a teacher. Listen now, he teaches and blesses you with the clarity, viveka, then you discover your own freedom. That is what real good. Isn't it? Not anything else. That is why he says here, hey Arjuna, only thing is, it doesn't matter. Krishna doesn't expect him to believe or not. But understand, Krishna is going to play the role of a teacher. That is why don't give much importance for avatarati. Okay, Krishna says we accept. He says, I know many lives have gone because I'm Ishwara, I'm Avatara Purusha, I'm Sarvajnaha. I know many lives have gone for me, many lives have gone for you also, Arjuna. Bahuni janmani mama vyatitani, tava api bahuni janmani vyatitani, tani sarvani janmani aham veda. I know all of them. But tvam na veta, you do not know. That's the difference. Understand? Then he says, bahuni me mama vyatitani. So Krishna, bahuni me mama, many of my births. Vyatitani means atikrantani. Atikrantani means crossed. Atikrama, kram dhatuhu. Kramati verb, krantaha participle, ati is a prefix. So ati krantaha means crossed, passed. Okay? So many lives have been crossed. You are crossed one after the other, many lives have been crossed, means many lives have passed. So atvyatitani, Shankara gives another word, ati krantani. Janmani. Okay. Tavacha. He Arjuna. I told the meaning already. Tani. Aham Veda. Jane. Jane means what? Veda. Veda means what? Jane. Veda Jane means what? Janami. I know all of them. Sarvani.
Sarvani.
Aha, I know all of them. Na.
Na.
Tvam Veda.
Tvam Veda.
Ved for Vedha, she gives the word Janishe.
Na
Janishe. Na Janasi. Simple. Tvam na Janasi. You do not know. Okay. Tvam aham janami. Tvam na janishe. Is dharma.
Dharma.
Adharmadi.
Adharmadi.
Pratibaddha.
Pratibaddha.
Jnana shaktitvat.
Jnana shaktitvat.
This is important life. In the whole Bhasha, what is important here? Dharma, adharma, adi, pratibaddha, jnana shaktitvat. Tvam na janishe. Why Krishna says, why I know my past, I know your past also, why you do not know your own past and how can you know my past? Isn't it? You do not know that we both have passed many lives. Why I know? Because your intellect, your buddhi shakti is limited. Why it is limited? Limited by ignorance. Thereby what happened now? You have pratibandha. Your buddhi is limited. It cannot see by what? Pratibandha means what now? It is obstructed. Your intellect is obstructed from seeing this fact. Why? What is that? Because of your punya papas. Dharma, adharma, adi. See, you have the ajnanam. You have to say all these things now. Ajnanam is there. Adhyasa is there. Adhyaropa is there. Ahankara is there. Kartrutvam is there. Bhoktrutvam is there for you. You have ajnanam. Therefore, what now? You have to remember all the order. You have to repeat all of them. Ajnanam is there. Therefore, adhyasa is there. Adhyaropa is there. Therefore, ahankara is there. Kartrutvam is there. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Notions are there. Therefore, you have karma you have done. You have earned punya papa. Now you say, I am a bhokta. Notion is there. You have punya papas. All of them are there. Therefore, adi. Dharma, adharma, adi, pratibandham. Because of all these problems, your intellect is what now? Very much obstructed from seeing the truth. Fact. Okay? Therefore, that is what is the dosha, is the problem. So, pratibaddha jnana shaktitvat. Your buddhi has pratibaddha jnana shakti. Limited capacity to know. Whereas my intellect is free from, what is that now? Dharma, adharma, pratibaddha. Now, my intellect is not pratibaddha jnana shakti. Apratibaddha jnana shakti I have. I have what now? My intellect is free from what now? Obstructed capacity to know, isn't it? My intellect is free from any obstruction. It has a capacity to know everything. Whereas your intellect is what now? Capacity of the intellect is obstructed by your own pratibaddha, by bondage. Caused by what? Dharma, adharma, ajnana, everything. Basically, ignorance. The mind with the intellect is limited by, the capacity of the intellect is limited. You cannot see more than what you see inside, isn't it? Why intellect can see anything? The human intellect is amazing, isn't it? Can see anything. It can know anything. Only thing is, when it is not able to see, when this it is obstructed, the capacity is obstructed, limited. What is that which limits the capacity of the intellect? See, no intellect is devoid of the capacity. You have to understand. Every human buddhi is what now? It has shakti. Buddhi has the shakti. It has capacity to know anything. But that shakti becomes what now? Obstructed. Pratibaddha shakti hi, apratibaddha shakti hi. Obstructed capacity, limited capacity, unlimited, isn't it? Unbound, isn't it? Free shakti. And whose mind? The mind with ignorance is bound by, isn't it? With ignorance is bound by the ignorance, then it is limited. mind is free from ignorance is what now? It has unobstructed capacity. You know, the capacity is there, it's not obstructed, it is not limited. So pratibaddha jnana shaktihi, apratibaddha jnana shaktihi, Krishna has apratibaddha jnana shaktihi. Arjuna has what now? Pratibaddha jnana shaktihi. That is the difference, Arjuna. Don't think, if you also become apratibaddha jnana shaktiman, then you will have what now? You also can see what you see. Dharma adharmadi pratibaddha jnana shaktitvat, you do not see, whereas I see. Aham, you know, punaha, and then I know. What I know? Aham veda. What do I know? Punaha, you know, nitya, shuddha, buddha, mukta, swabhavatvat, anavarana, jnana shakti, iti veda, aham, he parantapa. So beautiful, he says. What is now? He parantapa, he Arjuna, know one thing, I know what I am. I know what I am. Aham veda. Aham veda, I know. I know what? I know what I am. What I am, you know? Nitya, I am eternal. Shuddha, pure, untainted. Buddha, knowledge. Mukta, free. Swabhavatvat, I am of the nature of eternal, pure, free knowledge. What is my nature? Swabhavaha. What is my swabhava? What is my swarupam? Aham shuddha atma, nityaha atma, buddha atma, muktaha atma. That is my swarupam, isn't it? I am, what now? Eternal, free, limitless, pure, untouched, untainted consciousness. That is my swarupam, isn't it? That is my swarupam, I know that swarupam. Therefore, what now? Anavarana jnana shaktihi. What is this consciousness? I am myself, I know myself, which is pure consciousness, which is nityaha, shuddhaha, buddhaha, muktaha, or you can say shuddha, nitya, mukta, swabhavaha, aham, anavarana jnana shaktihi. Avarana means what? When the jnana shaktihi is covered with ignorance, covered by ignorance, it is avarana jnana shaktihi. The capacity to know, the knowledge, isn't it? The knowledge, the jnana shaktihi, the power of knowing, isn't it? The buddhi shaktihi, when it is covered by ignorance, it is avrita avarana jnana shaktihi. Yours is what now? Avarana jnana shaktihi. Yours is what? Pratibaddha jnana shaktihi. What about mine? Anavarana jnana shaktihi, apratibaddha jnana shaktihi. And who am I? I know what I am. I am of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which is eternal, which is pure, which is free, ever free. Consciousness is not bound by anything, isn't it? So he says, I know my swarupam. Therefore, what now? The mind which has the knowledge of the Atma Swarupam is anavarana jnana shaktihi. The mind which is covered by ignorance is what now? Savarana jnana shaktihi. Savarana anavarana. The mind which is covered by ignorance is what? Savarana jnana shakti. Jnana shakti is there, but is covered. Whereas jnani is wise persons, jnana shakti is there, it is not covered by ignorance. Anavarana. Avarana means covered. Isn't it? Thereby what happens now? The buddhi shakti becomes obstructed, limited, pratibaddha, whereas mind is what? Apratibaddha. Therefore, you do not know, I know. Okay. Katham tarhi tava nitya ishrasya dharma adharma aham. Okay, sorry. Katham tarhi. How then? Arjuna again comes, okay? Okay. No, Bhagavan is going to explain that. Katham tarhi tava nityasya ishwarasya nitya ishwarasya dharma adharma abhave api janma ityuchyate. Very beautiful. Here Shankara Bhagavatpada, in his Bhasham, he explains. Okay, when Krishna said Nitya Shuddha Buddha, what he said now? Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swabhavaha Aham Swabhavatvat. What happens now? Anavarana Shaktiman. Anavarana Jnana Shakti Aham. Isn't that? I have what now? Anavarana Jnana Shakti Aham. I am of the my power of knowing is what? Completely not covered by any Ajnanam. Therefore, what now? That is I am, he said. Therefore, now Shankara Bhagavan, he himself is going to answer now Krishna's following verse commented upon by Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada. What he says? Okay, Tava Nitya Ishwarasya. Okay, you are eternal reality. You are the Lord. So, you are free from what now? Dharma and adharma. Consciousness has no punyam, no papam, no right, no wrong. Isn't it? Dharma, adharma, etc. Dharma, adharma is not there for Ishvara. Bhagavan doesn't have dharma, adharma. Dharma is Bhagavan. Adharma also is Bhagavan. Isn't it? Pain is Bhagavan. Pleasure is Bhagavan. Punishment is Bhagavan. Blessing is Bhagavan. So, Bhagavan doesn't have what now? Dharma, adharma. Because you are eternal. Lord, as universal law and order, as pure knowledge, as the one who is of the nature of pure knowledge, is free from what? Free from dharma, dharma. Bhagavan doesn't have dharma, dharma. Isn't it? Bhagavan doesn't have good and evil also. So here, then your eternal means, then how come that you have janma, janma iti uchyate? How that you have janma? Why? We have heard Arjuna, Krishna all these days. What is that? Whoever is born, who has birth? Birth is possible only for the person who has prarabdha karma phalam. What is a karma phalam? Which is exhausted in the form of pain and pleasure. As a translation of what? As a result of one's right and wrong action. Wrong actions. Dharma, adharma, isn't it? Karma anusaram, one has to exhaust on punya papas in the form of pain and pleasure, therefore birth is there. But you are free from dharma, adharma, you are Ishwaraha, you are Sarvajnaha, how come that you also have birth? You can't have janma, because you don't have punya papa, because you don't have dharma, adharma. Dharma, adharma differences are not there for you. Isn't it? So how janma? So Arjuna did not ask this question. Okay? In order to answer such a doubt, Krishna himself continues. Who gives an answer? Who explains this to us? Adi Shankara explains in his Bhashya. Is it clear now? So birth is possible only if a person has punya papa in one's account. Punya papas are possible only if a person has dharma, adharma. As Bhagavan is free from dharma, adharma, abhave api. Dharma, adharma, abhave api. Katam janma. How it is janma? What is his birth all about then? What is his your birth then? Krishna explains. Beautiful, look at this. Ajo pisannau yayatma. Ajo pisannau yayatma. Ajopi san, ajaha api san. San means shatru anta shabda of the verb asti. Asna gachati means gachan. It's a present participle. You say gachati. What is that? What is he is going? Or going man, walking man. The man who is walking. How to make an adjective? Man is walking, you say. The man walks. Who is the call that person who is walking? How will you say? Gachan purushaha. Gachan purushaha. Patan purushaha babalaha. Gayanti mahila. Gayan balakaha. Gayanti balika. You have this shatranta. Like that, what is the sun for asti? For asti, what do you say? Sun, being. Asti, being. Gachan, going. Isn't it? Like that. Sun means being. So Krishna says here, Ajaha sun, being unborn, being birthless. Why? Consciousness has no birth, no death, no change means Ajaha. Your Lord is no birth, no death, Ajaha. Ajaha sun, being unborn. Who is unborn here? Consciousness is unborn, isn't it? Ishvara is unborn. Sun. Avyayatma sun. You had Sunday, I have to add Avyayatma. Avyayatma means what? Vyayatma means the anatma is Vyayatma. Consciousness is what now? Avyayatma. Why? Does not increase in size, does not expand, does not contract, does not become big and small, does not wane, does not expand, decline. So avyayatma, unchanging. Not only I am unborn, birthless, I am also what now? Unchanging reality, isn't it? Avyayatma san, ajaha san, then what now? Ishraha san. Bhutanam Ishvaraha san. Api means what? Also. Arjuna, being unborn, also being unchanging, indeclinable, imperishable, also being the Lord of all the beings. Bhutanam Ishvaraha. Bhutanam Ishvaraha api san. Avyayatma san. Ajaha api san. Being that also, being that, but still, sambhavami. Sambhavami, what now? Now, I am not born, I appear. Understand now, born means my birth is like, how do I appear? Atma mayaya, by my own maya shakti. It is very interesting, isn't it? Atma maya means what now? Using my own maya shakti, my own creative power. Atma mayaya sambhavami. Natu prarabdha karmana. Natu, isn't it? Natu pancha bhautikam shadiram. Pancha bhautika shadiram. Assuming I am not born. Atma mayaya sambhavami. How? Using what? Swam prakritim adhishtaya. Prakriti is another word for maya. Mayam adhishtaya. Using my own maya. Prakriti, swam prakriti means what? The prakriti which is non-different from me, non-separate from me, my own power. The material which is not outside of me, isn't it? Which is part of me, which is me in fact. Okay, I am not matter, but matter is me, not outside of me. Swam means one's own, my own matter, isn't it? Swam prakritim adhishtaya, atma mayaya, by my own creative power, isn't it? Using my own shakti, power, by my own power, again he repeats the same thing. Aham sambhavami. I come into existence. Sambhavami means I come into existence. Bhavami means aham. Actually, I am born. I come into existence means what now? Aham sambhavami. Is it clear now? Sambhavami. So how basically what am I? Ajaha. In reality what am I? Avyaya Atma. Because birth means what? There is a vyaya, there is a change, no? So what is change? So, Avyaya Atma, Sun. Therefore what now? Being the Lord of all the beings. Bhutanam Ishwaraha Sun. Being the Lord of all the beings. Isn't it? I come into existence using my own Maya Shakti, my own creative power. Krishna talks about his own avatar. Okay? Look at this now. Ajaha api. Say no? Actually, our teaching, actually, we have to concentrate in this chapter mostly on what? Mainly on the Jnana Yoga subject matter discussed in the second chapter from verse number 11 or 12 to 25th. That is going to be elaborated. That is our actual teaching we have to focus on. But in between, we also understand these things a little bit. Okay? Ajopi. Ajaha. Na jayate iti ajaha. Jayate means he is born. Isn't it? Na jayate iti what now? Ajaha. In Sanskrit language, goat also is called ajaha. That is the first lesson when we all study people who come from Kerala and Palghat, Coimbatore areas. The first lesson they study is ajaha, means goat. So don't think Bhagavan is goat here. And so ajaha means what now? Ajaha means goat. Ajaha also means unborn. Therefore, ajaha api. So Shankara Bhagavatpada explains here what now? Janma rahitaha api. Rahitaha means devoid of birth. Isn't it? Janma rahitaha means devoid of, one who is devoid of birth is called janma rahitaha. Rahita is a word to be added to some nouns to mean devoid of, without. What is the opposite of rahita? Sahita. Okay? Buddhi rahita, buddhi sahita. We are all buddhi rahitaha or buddhi sahitaha? Buddhi? Buddhi rahitaha. If you are able to say I am buddhi rahitaha, then you have buddhi or buddhi sahitaha. Okay? It's okay. That is rahita, sahita, you know that. So buddhi rahitaha, sorry, janma rahitaha api. Ajaha means what now? Janma rahitaha api san tatha avyayatma. And Shankar Bhagavatpada explains, tatha as well, also, so also, avyayatma means what? Akshina jnana shakti swabhavaha api san. Generally, literally the word is very hot for you. Come sit here. Okay. Bhutana Mishara. Mine goes Hindola. No? Hindola brings sticks. Okay. Okay. So here he says, avyayatma means what? Avyayatma literally vyayaha means decline, waning. Avyayatma. But generally atma is said to be avyayaha. What is? Atma chaitanyam is said to be avyayaha. Atma is avyayaha. Avyayatma when you say, here atma the word means what now? Atma also means mind, buddhihi. So avyayatma means, I am basically, originally I am unborn. Avyayatma means, he doesn't say aham avyayaha, he says aham avyayatma. I am of the nature of, isn't it? You know, indeclinable consciousness, he can say. But avyayatma, he says, akshina jnana shakti swabhavaha. I am of the nature of, what now? Nature of akshina jnana shakti. Imperishable, indeclinable, indestructible power of knowing. I am blessed, endowed with what? Jnana Shakti. I am endowed with power of knowledge. And that power of knowledge is what now? Not subject to change. Not subject to destruction. Isn't it? Akshina. kurayada, isn't it? In an objective, decline also. It's not to get declined. Ivar akshina jnana shakti swabhavaha api san. My power of knowing is what now? Indeclinable. Okay? He says, everlasting. Tatha bhutanam. Bhutana means what now? Beings. Bhuta is a past participle which means being, isn't it? A living being. So bhutanam, for all the beings, living and non-living things, of all the beings in the world, in the universe, what are they? Brahma Adi Stamba Pariyantanam. He says, from right from Brahma is the number one biggest. What is the greatest of the beings? Who is the greatest of all the beings? Jiva. Who is of all the jivas, of all the living and non-living things, who is the great? Who is great? Living things are greater than the non-living things. Of the great living beings, who is the number one of the living jivas? Brahma. Don't ask me whether I have seen. Our Shastras talk about Brahma as the number one living being. Okay? Jiva. Number one being is Brahma, who lives in a much higher plane. Not even around here. Okay, very difficult to see him. And then, local big people we do not even know. Isn't it? Other people we can't see. Only we have to see them on the TV nowadays. Okay, people like, you know, the latest new president and prime minister and all of them, we don't know. We don't see them on the roadsides. No. So here, Brahma means what now? The foremost of the beings, Brahma, Prajapati, not that Param Brahma. Brahma, Adi, then Stamba means what? Of all the living beings, non-living thing is what? Stamba. Just any post, isn't it? Stamba Adi means all the living beings. It means all the beings. Pariyantavanam, Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha means what now? Ishanaha. Ishana Shilaha Api. Ishana Shilaha means what now? Even though I enjoy the status of being the Lord. Isn't it? Prakritim Swam Mama. Ishanaha. Not Ishana. My book is printed wrong. Ishanaha means the Lord. Ishaha, Ishwaraha, Ishanaha are all synonyms. Ishaha, Ishwaraha, Ishanaha are all synonyms. So Ishana Shilaha means what now? One who has a status. One who enjoys the lordship, isn't it? Ishana Shilaha. We say, who is the Lord of all the beings? Who is the Lord of all the beings? We can say consciousness, isn't it? Consciousness is not the Lord, but there is no other Lord other than consciousness, isn't it? So who enjoys status of being the Lord? Consciousness only, isn't it? When you say Krishna, when he means, well, for him I is not the Vasudeva, the body. For him I is what? Consciousness, isn't it? Therefore when he can talk like that. But consciousness doesn't speak. But one who has identity with the consciousness as aham, the mind can speak. Is it clear now? Okay. So, Mama Vaishnavim. Vaishnavi means what? All pervasive power. This Maya is what now? The power. Wherever consciousness is, there the Maya also is there. Isn't it? So, power also equally all pervasive. All pervasive power. The power of all pervasiveness. Then what now? Trigunatmika. It is what? Trigunatmika means what now? Trigunatmika means the power, all pervasive power, which is what now? Which is one thread of three strands. One string of three strands. Trigunatmika, like sattva, rajas and tamas. All three gunas. What are three gunas? Three gunas are nothing but three powers. The power of, you know, kriya shakti, jnana shakti and dravya shakti. All three powers. Yasyaha vashe sarvam jagad vartate. Okay, yasyaha vasham sarvam jagad vartate. The entire universe is under the control of what? Under the spell of what? The entire universe under the spell of maya shakti only. He says now. Then yaya mohitam sat svam atmanam vasudevam na janati. Okay, so being deluded by that maya power or mashakti only, okay, even though everyone's self svam atmanam sat, isn't it? Sat svam atmanam is what? Every being in the universe, one's own self happens to be Vasudeva. One's own self is what? Krishna. Everyone's self is Krishna, everyone's self is consciousness, everyone's self is what? Vasudeva. But people do not know one's own self being Vasudeva, Krishna, Atma Chaitanyam. Why? Because deluded by this Maya Shakti. So under the spell of Maya Shakti, the whole Jagat is there. That Maya Shakti is what now? My Shakti. Belongs to whom now? My power, isn't it? Tam Prakritim Swam Adhishtaya. Do you get the point where I am? Are you following me? Swam Prakritim Adhishtaya means Vashikritya. So, keeping that Maya, my own power under my control, under my spell, Sambhavami means what now? Dehavan Iva Bhavami. Dehavan Iva Bhavami means what now? I appear to be the one with the body. Really speaking, I do not have body. What does it mean? Consciousness does not have body, but consciousness appears to be having a body. Space does not have a form, but space appears to be having a form of the room. Why? Because it obtains in this room. Clear now? Similarly, but Krishna says, even though what is that now? I do not have a body, isn't it? And then using my own Maya Shakti, I see appear to be having a body. Appear to be a bodied person. Dehavan Iva Bhavami Arjataha Iva. Okay. Jataha Iva. Iva is very important. Iva means what now? As though I have appeared, isn't it? As though I am born with the body. I appear to be bodied person. Appear to be bodied person. For me to be appearing to be a bodied person, what do I need? I use my own Maya Shakti. Isn't it? Atma Mayaya.
Atma Mayaya.
Atmanaha Mayaya. Na paramarthataha lokavate. So paramarthataha lokavate means what? In reality, lokavate means in the loka, whoever has got any body, any form, that body is how now? That is properly born. How is it? What is it made of? Elements, isn't it? Elemental body, everybody's body, loka, in the loka. Lokavat means what? Like the world. Not like other beings in the other beings, how? Not like the birth of other beings in the world. All other beings are born means they assume the bodies. Those bodies are what now? Elemental. Isn't it? Bhautika Shariram only. Bhautika Shariram. But mine is what now? Not bhautikam, mayikam. How do I do it? I get it. I use my own Maya Shakti. Is it clear now? When Krishna talks very clearly, what does it mean? His identity is not with the body, mind, sense, complex. His identity is with Brahma, Chaitanya. It's a big difference. Okay? Krishna, when Krishna says I, he does not mean the buddhi, does not mean the body, does not mean anything. His identity is with what? Brahma Chaitanya. And Arjuna says I, his identity with what now? All the body mentions complex. Is it clear now? tachya janma kada kimartham cha iti uchyate. Okay, now the cause of Bhagavan's birth is known. What is the cause? Maya is the cause, isn't it? Let me explain now, one point. Next he says, kimartham, okay, that cause we understood. When is that body born? When such avatara, when does avatara come into being? Kada. Kimartham, what is the purpose? When and why are avatara purushas come? When does avatara come? When does incarnation take place? What is the purpose of incarnation coming into existence? Isn't it? That is said in the following verse. In a nice verse, you all will love it. Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Glanir bhavati bharata.
Glanir bhavati bharata.
Abhyuttanam dharmasya.
Abhyuttanam dharmasya.
Tadatmanam srujamyaham.
Tadatmanam srujamyaham.
When am I born? When does avatara come into being? Is said in the 7th verse. Purpose of avatara is said in the 8th verse. When is he born? When is avatara coming into existence? For what is avatara coming into existence? Said in the 8th verse. And what is avatara shariram made of? Is said in the 6th verse. Now you can see the difference. I told you already, isn't it? Avatara purushasya shariram mayikam, I told you. Is it clear now? Whereas ordinary janma, the person, ordinary person's body is what now? Elemental. An ordinary person has identity with the that elemental shariram. Whereas here Krishna, the avatar person has identity with the that mayika shariram. He knows, I am consciousness appearing in this form. Thereafter, and this jiva's birth, why is jiva born? When is jiva born? When the prarabdha determines the time, isn't it? The jiva is born. And here, when is he born? Yada yada dharmasya glanihi bhavati. Whenever there is social disorder, whenever there is imbalance in the universal natural law and order, isn't it? Whenever there is a decline of dharma, tada, not that, adharmasya abhyutanam, whenever there is rise of adharma, tada, adharmasya abhyutanam yada yada bhavati, dharmasya glanihi yada yada bhavati, tada tada aham atmanam srijami. I am not a jobless person. Okay, I do not come whenever I want to come. There, I always come with the purpose. Whenever there is decline of dharma, whenever there is rise of adharma, whenever the universal natural law and order is disturbed, it has to be brought back to proper order. The disorder has to be brought back to the order. Then I assume the form and come into existence. Is it okay? Who is talking here? Consciousness talking or mind is talking? Enlightened mind, whose identity is with the consciousness as aham, is talking. Don't say consciousness is talking. Isn't it? I had to remind you after, that's another problem, isn't it? Okay. Yada yada hi
dharmasya
glanihi you all have to learn another word for glani is what? Hanihi.
Hanihi.
Decline, isn't it? Varna. Ashramadi. Lakshanasya. See, whenever 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, very hot in India, when I do class, I do like this. So people won't sleep. Na na, I had to wake up people from the sleep. Now even 4 o'clock in London is like 1 o'clock in the midnight, in the day of India. Look at this. 4 o'clock is just, isn't it? People get very tired, oh my God. I'm okay. Okay, so, Varna. Ashramadi Lakshanasya. What dharma? What is dharma se glanihi means? The question comes. Dharma glanihi means what? Decline of dharma means what? A dharma means we have ashrama dharmaha, varna dharmaha. Isn't it? One's own, every being has swadharma. One has one's own swadharmaha. Varna dharmaha, the duties pertinent to a given varna. He does not, one does not do what one has to do. He did something else, what he need not do, what should not be done. Then who will do what he has to do? Then there's a, there becomes the disorder. Isn't it? If the heart does not do what it has to do, it goes and does the job of a kidney. Who will do the heart's job? Understand? This guy, who will do the job of this heart? No, because heart is, no, I'm not wasting my time, no, I'm helping kidney. What about you, your job? Who will do your thing? There is disorder. Isn't it? Like that, what I'm saying, every varna, people of different varnas have their own duties, by which all the society, all the people of all varna society will be, what now, all their needs will be equally taken care of. They can maintain. You do what you have to do. You weave the cloth, okay? I work in the fields, I give you grain, you give me clothing. Isn't it? So all of we are contributing, we are sharing. So you also contribute for my well-being, I contribute for your well-being, we are mutually respectful to each other, we are contributing for well-being of each other. Isn't it? What happens now? One varna dharma is confused, ashrama dharmas also. When you, what you have to do at the age of 20, you are doing at the age of 80. And what you are doing at the age of 80, it's all confusion, isn't it? So ashrama dharma, whatever one has to do, what one has to do, when one has to do, how much one has to do, these are all very important. So duties pertaining to different age group, different people, different, isn't it? It's called different dharmas. When there is disorder, when there is disorder in this social order, then there is what we call decline of dharma. Dharmasya glanihi bhavati. What dharma? He says, varna ashrama adi. Adi is etc. You have to know all the dharmas. Okay. Lakshanasya praninam. Say no? Abhyudaya nishreyasa sadhanasya bhavati. See, abhyudaya nishreyasa sadhanam. See, what is dharma? This maintenance of order is very important, because that is the sadhanam means. See, maintenance of the law and order, social order, in the terms of dharmas of ashrama dharma, varna dharma, all of them have to be maintained very well. Why? They become means. For what? Means for accomplishing abhyudaya nishreyasa. Abhyudaya means what now? You know, higher worlds. Nishreyasa means moksha. Even now, to accomplish moksha also, what not, to accomplish the highest ends in the form of better worlds or in the form of moksha also, maintenance of law and order here is very important. Disciplines are very important. If there is disorder, if that means that one is given to an indisciplined life, the indisciplined person cannot be what now? Cannot be qualified for jnanam and moksha. Therefore, it will obstruct the whole human life, will be become fall of human life. So he says, praninam, of all the beings, abhyudaya means higher, swarga, apavarga. Nishrayasa means moksha. For all of them, for accomplishing any end, what now? Sadhanam is what? Means is what? Not only abhyudaya of higher worlds, also artha, kama, dharma, which you need for living this life. Abhyudaya means what? The ends which one needs to live this life, abhyudaya. Nishrayasa means what now? Moksha. So, abhyudaya, for accomplishing artha, kama, dharmas also, you need what? The maintenance of law and order. For accomplishing moksha also, you need what? Maintenance of law and order. Only then an individual can be disciplined. A disciplined individual alone is ready for what? Can be ready for jnanam. Because the social disorder means it affects the discipline of an individual also. Thereby one will not be qualified for jnanam and moksha. One will not be able to accomplish even other arthakama dharmas. If the disorder, the social disorder means what will happen? Even the, it will affect the, now what is global warming and all that? It will affect the drought, or floods, or earthquakes, or tsunamis. All these problems are caused by now volcanoes. All these things have happen to, for what? For only balancing the disorder in the universal order only. That those things happen also, where your accomplishment in terms of artha, kama, dharma also will be difficult. So even for you to have artha, kama, dharmas, isn't it? You need, order has to be maintained. For moksha also order has to be maintained. For which all these ashrama dharmas, varna dharmas, everyone has to be conscious of, know what one's duties are, and one has to do one's duties. Isn't it? So Krishna says, Shabba, he explained a big thing now. So abhyudaya, nishnaishrayasa, now for them, sadhanam is what? Dharma anushtanam. For that dharma anushtanase glanihi bhavati. When this decline of dharma, it will affect the actual purpose of living this life, then what do? I come into being. To put everything, to set right things. Abhyuttanam. Abhyutana means what? Udbhavaha. Udbhavaha means what? Happening, birth or rise of adharmasya. Of adharma. So adharmasya abhyutanam. Udbhavaha adharmasya. Then when there is rise of adharma, tada. Atmanam srijami. Aham. How? Mayaya. Whenever there's decline of dharma, rise of adharma, then to set right, to put the disorder back into order, to bring the disorder into order, I come into existence, assuming the body, using my own maya shakti. Okay, kimartam. Kimartam. What for? When am I coming into existence? He said. Why am I coming into existence? Isn't it? He's explaining.
Paritranaya sadhunam.
Paritranaya sadhunam.
Vinashaya cha duskritam. Dharma samsthapanarthaya.
Dharma samsthapanarthaya.
Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Okay, aham yuge yuge sambhavami. I don't come often, whenever, no, once in a while. Okay, yuge yuge, in every yuga, I come into existence, sambhavami. Kimartam sadhunam paritranaya, for the protection of sadhus. Sadhu, literally sadhu, if you say, it is an adjective, good, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu means good. Sadhu, ukaranta pullinga shabdaha means what now? A righteous person. A person who is given to this life of spiritual, life of spirituality. A spiritual person. A karma yogi. A sannyasi. Person who is committed to live a life of dharma. Who respects dharma. Who is calm. Quiet person, isn't it? Who is not a harming person. Harmless, quiet person who is committed to live a life of dharma as a karma yogi or a sannyasi is all now sadhu. Isn't it? So righteous, ethical people who are given to totally committed to the Bhagavan, the form of Lord, order are called sadhavaha. Sadhunam paritrana, when they suffer. Okay, when such people who are committed to live a life of dharma are not able to live a life of dharma, then what happens? They need protection. Isn't it? Sadhunam paritranaya. Then that means what? People who cause troubles, you know, people who really cause problems for such righteous people, whose actions, whose lifestyle, whose behavior really become big obstruction for the righteous people to live their righteous life, they are called wrongdoers. You know, dushkrutaha. Dushkrit is a singular word, dushkrutaha plural. Dushkrutam is what now? Dushkrutaha, singular, isn't it? Dushkruta means possessive plural. Dushkrit, dushkrutaha. But again, dushkrutaha singular is what now? Possessive singular. Dushkrutam of those wrongdoers. Vinashaya. Dushkrutam vinashaya, for the destruction of the wrongdoers. Non-righteous people, unethical people, non-spiritual people. Therefore, then, dharma samsthapanarthaya. In fact, literally, we should not take destruction here. Dushkrutam vinashaha implies draw non-righteous, unethical people, Bhagavan does not destroy them, literally. Because we know very well, there is no such thing called total destruction at all. In second chapter we studied, there is no such thing called total destruction at all. The anatma, the body mentions complex, or any material form is subject to change because it's the nature of the matter. Matter is of the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, material products also of the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, what about atma is not subject to any change at all? We have heard it very clearly. Atma is not subject to relative destruction also. Anatma is subject to relative destruction. Relative destruction is nothing but a change. Death is only a change, isn't it? We have heard it very clearly. Then what does Bhagavan destroy here? A, that does not mean destruction. Bhagavan, in the form of law and order, punishes the wrong action, papa karma, as what now? In the form of pain, emotional pain or physical suffering, isn't it? Physical suffering or emotional pain is what now? What one goes through in life is what now? Papa karma phalam. Determined by what? Law and order. That law is what? Ishvara. Isn't it? Thereby what happens? When the people suffer, they realize their mistakes. That is only realization happens here. Not self-realization. Okay? Realization means what? When they regret, when they understand their own wrong actions, they regret, then they correct their behavior, their correction which takes place on the part of the wrongdoer when he is suffering. As a result of suffering, he becomes what now? he realizes his mistakes, he becomes corrected, isn't it? That correction on the part of the wrongdoers, which takes place through suffering, is what now? Is called Vinasha. Okay. Thereby what happened? They become corrected. When they become righteous, non-righteous become the righteous, become they become converted because of the suffering. What happens? Adharma. Adharma is not there. Adharma is destroyed. Adharma becomes eliminated, eradicated. How? Not by destroying the adharmis, by correcting, by converting the wrongdoers into right doers through punishment, by making them what a go through the pain, isn't it now? The suffering. It's called punishment, isn't it? Therefore, vinashaya dushkrutam, dushkrutam vinashaya cha. Then what do I do? Dharma samsthapanarthaya, for establishing, isn't it? Dharma samsthapanam. Sthapanam itself means what? Isn't it? Keeping, maintaining. Dharma samsthapanam means for re-establishing, isn't it? For punarujjivanartham, isn't it? For establishing the dharma. Aham yuge yuge sambhavami. In every age, I come into existence. Do you feel bored with the class today? I'm asking all of you, are you all bored with the class?
No. Just
hot. Huh? I think we should go and sit under the tree somewhere. Do you have a tree in your house? Next time we'll sit in your house under the tree somewhere in the garden. Not many people. If there's a tree in your house, we can sit under a tree. Isn't it? But there are no crows also, no? The room doesn't want us to go. And I just put something in the leaf. Don't worry. Hold it with a big dog. Feel free also. Paritranaya, Parirakshanaya, Sadhunam, Etranam, Rakshanam, same meaning. Pari is a prefix. Overall protection. Simply protection means Rakshanam. Rakshati, Raksha, Rakshanam is a noun, isn't it? Rakshati is a verb. What about Tranam? Verb is trayate. Trayate, noun is tranam. Rakshati, rakshanam. One atmanepadam, one is parasnepadam. Different verbs. But what are the prefix? Pari. So, parirakshanaya, sadhunam. Then, who are sadhus? Shankara explains. San margasthanam. San margastha means what now? San means sat. Sat means reality. So sat margastha means those who are living these lives, being committed to the pursuit of the knowledge of the reality, the sat. Or what now? Sanmargastaha. Sanmarga means what now? The person who lives his life knowing the purpose of living this life, being committed to the pursuit of knowledge of the reality, Bhagavan, is called what now? Sanmargastaha. Sanmargaha means what? One who is given to the life of spirituality. One who is given to the pursuit of knowledge is called, is it being, the pursuit of knowledge is what now? Sanmargaha. Is it one who is given to the pursuit of knowledge is Sanmargastaha. That means, but now, they're also committed to live a life of Dharma. Sanmargasthanam, I think should, okay. we have a very little bit line, a few more minutes, we'll finish the class. Sanmargasthanam vinashaya cha duskrutam. So sadhunam sanmargasthanam parirakshanaya, parirakshanartham, no, paritranartham, paritranaya duskrutam. Who are duskrutam? Papakarinam. Duskrutam, another meaning is what? Very simple. You can all understand your own language, isn't it? Papakari. Papakari is duskrut. Duskrutam papakarinam, papakarmanam. Papakarmanam jananam. Vinashaya. Kimcha, say no? Dharma. Samsthapanarthaya. And also, for dharma samsthapanarthaya means what? Dharmasya samyak sthapanam tadartham. So dharmasya samyak sthapanam means what? Once I establish dharma, again it will stay for very long. Understand now? I don't need to come back soon. Sometime when you do some repairing, how do you repair? I repair it, I do it well, I do it. There's a big difference, isn't it? I do it means somehow I do it, next day itself it needs repair. I have to come back immediately. Isn't it? I do it well means what? I don't need to repair for at least 30-40 years. When you do the mending work, how do you do? I do it well or we do it? Sometimes you do it. It needs again work next time. Within a week's time, you have to come back and do it. That is doing. I do it well means I don't need to worry about the work for another 50-60 years. Isn't it? And he also, samsthapana means what? I come back, I put everything in proper order. That means I don't need to come back again very quickly. I may have to come back after some time. Okay? So dharma samsthapanaya means what now? For establishing dharma in such a way that it stays for very long without disturbance. Yuge means what now? Prati yugam. In every yuga, whenever dharma declines, whenever adharma rises, whether adharma declines, adharma rises, dharma declines, then for the sake of protecting the sadhus, for the sake of correcting the wrongdoers, isn't it? Establishing dharma, I come into existence in every yugam. Now he is going to go to the actual subject matter of the topic. But before, in the 10th onwards, he is going to go there now. Janma karma cha me divyam.
Janma karma cha me divyam.
Evam yo veti tattvatah.
Evam yo veti tattvatah.
Janma karma cha me divyam.
Janma karma cha me divyam.
Evam yo veti tattvatah.
Evam yo veti tattvatah.
Tyaktva deham punar janma.
Tyaktva deham punar janma.
Naiti mameti sorjuna.
Naiti mameti sorjuna.
Okay. What he says, yaha veti, he who knows. Veti means janati. Yaha veti, the one who knows, he who knows. He knows what? He knows janma. He knows about this avatar, janma, this birth of Bhagavan's birth. And so Bhagavan's activities, karma, me janma karma cha yaha veti. One who knows my this birth and my activities, isn't it? What is my birth? This maya, isn't assuming my own maya shakti when I am born, that my birth. Okay, then what is my karma is what now? Protecting sadhus, isn't it? And then correcting the wrongdoers, establishing dharma, my activities, isn't it? All of them. Then one who knows, How does one know? Divyam, divine. One who knows these, my birth is divine birth, my activities are divine activities. That means why it is divine? There is no, this birth is not because of paradha karma. Birth is not for exhausting the paradha karma phalam. Karma also is not with doership, not with enjoyership, isn't it? Karma is that. What is divine karma? What is divine karma? The karma performed without doership and enjoyership and for a given purpose, for the society's well-being, and also the body assumed also is what now? Not assuming is assuming, using one's own maya shakti. Even what now? Birth also is divine birth, and here the karma also is what now? Divine karma. So evam yaha veti. But how does one know? Not simply like a, it's not a matter of belief. Tattvataha veti. Now just because Krishna says my birth is divine, my karma is divine, I believe it. It's not simply believing here. One who knows, no, I know Krishna's birth is very divine, you know. Not tattvataha veti. Tattvataha means how? Understanding the concept of Lord as what? A Lord is the reality which is pure consciousness, which is endowed with the maya shakti, and which is now, which is allow, which is manifest as the universal law and order. And when there is a necessity in society, when there is disorder, the order itself works out to do something to bring the disorder back into order. Isn't it amazing? This is divine. Is one who understands the tattvataha. Is tattvataha. Such a person who can understand that order, Bhagavan being universal law and order, who can understand? Who can understand? Only one who knows one's own self being consciousness. One's own Atma Swarupam being, one's own Atma Swarupam being Brahma. One who knows one's own self, one who knows Brahman, one who knows the reality, such a person who can have identity with the Brahman, not with the body mentions complex, such a person alone can understand the Lord being universal law and order. What is, what it means by saying the universal natural law and order? You're not simply mechanically saying something because some form comes and all that. Then it, there won't be difference between what others who say. Lord comes and then, you know. No. We never say, isn't it? So here, so the person who understands that, such a person, deham tyaktva punaha janma na yeti. So one such a person, when he leaves this, I mean, he's a jnani, he's a wise person. Who can know Bhagavan being law and order? A wise person. Who is a wise person? One who knows Brahma. How does he know Brahma? One who knows one's own self. Therefore, how does he appreciate this karma, and then we can understand this birth and activity being divine? Such a person, the wise person, punaha janma na yeti. He does not tell again birth. He does not assume birth again. That means what? Deham tyaktva punaha janma na yeti. Once he leaves the physical body and he dies, means his parabdha is over. He is already free from panchita agami. He does not attain again new body. He becomes free from bondage. Where does he go? Attains me. He comes to me. Mam yeti means what now? He becomes one with me. Krishna says, he becomes one with me means what? When, what does Krishna mean now? He, mam yeti, when Krishna says, he becomes one with me, he attains me means, what does it mean? He gives up his identity with the body, mansions, complex. He recognizes his identity with Atma, Brahman, which is Krishna. The physical body goes, isn't it? Sukshma resolves, various consciousness. Only one with Paramatma only. Isn't it? So he attains me means what? He becomes free. Mam yeti means, don't think Krishna is sitting somewhere having nice time and he goes and joins him. Like how we meet our friends. not like that. He becomes one with Krishna means he becomes free from bondage. Attaining Krishna means what? Attaining freedom. Okay. Janma, say no. Maya Rupam. What Janma? Krishna's Janma? Maya Rupam. Mayikam Shariram. I told you already. Isn't it? Karma cha. What karma? Sadhu Paritranadi. Protection of righteous people, etc. are the activities of this Janma. Avatar Purusha. What is the activity of the Avatar Purusha? Avatar Purusha, not jobless, I told you. Sadhu Rakshanam, fighting, not easy joke, no, but fighting with his Kamsa, fighting with his Hiranyakashipu, fighting with his Ravana, and taking care of all these big, big Rakshasas, no, all those days, all Pauranic, big job, isn't it? All we have all terrorists those days, no? Terrorists of olden days. Now we also, he knew Avatarams, the new terrorists, okay. So here all, Sadhu Paritranadi, protection of sadhus, then me, mama, divya, divyam. Divyam means what? Divine. What is divyam? Aprakrutam aishwaram evam yathavuktam. Aishwaram means what? Aprakrutam means what? Not material, non-material. Aishwaram means what now? Belonging to the Lord. Anything pertaining to Ishwara is Aishwaram. Aishwaram. This word which I assume is not Prakrit, not material, not so Aishwaram. And the Lord is what Yathoktam has said now. Yaha Veti, one who knows this, how not by simply by belief, but Tattvataha, in reality, one who understands. Tatvena yathavat, when he understands, tyaktva deham imam, giving up this physical body, punaha janma, punar utpattim, rebirth, naiti, na prapnoti, he does not attain punar janma. Mam yeti agachati. That means what? Krishna, Shankara Bhagavad Pada makes it so clear. Mam yeti means, mam agachati, he comes to me means what? Saha muchyate. Don't think saha agachati means, I told you already, Krishna is sitting somewhere, this person goes and joins him and has nice time with him, have good fun with him in some club meeting, no. Muchyate, saha muchyate means what? He is liberated. So, now Krishna has given a nice answer. Have you noticed one important point? To understand the concept of avatara, to understand the what Krishna means by saying, assuming, no, using my own Maya Shakti, I assume a form, I come into existence. When Krishna says, what does Krishna mean by that? What is meant by saying, as using the Maya Shakti, assume a form, though I am formless, though I am not bodied, I appear to be bodied, using my own Maya Shakti, I come into existence, and Krishna says, for protecting the sadhus, for protecting, establishing dharma, for correcting the wrongdoers, and Krishna says, and also, my activity is also what now? And one who, now when he says, how can one understand correctly all these things? Only when a person knows, Aham Brahma Asmi. When a person has this jnanam, when a person has this jnanam, Aham Brahma Asmi, that means he knows, he, even though he is embodied also, his identity is not with the Deha, identity is with the Chaitanya Atma. Such a person is a wise person. Only that person is what now? His buddhi is what now? Apratibaddha buddhi shaktihi. His buddhi intellect is not covered by the power of knowing. He is not covered by his ignorance. anavarana shaktihi. In that mind, you can understand what Krishna means by saying, using my own maya shakti, I come into existence, I appear to be bodied, actually I am not bodied. And to understand, Krishna says, yaha mam tattvataha veti, means what? By knowing this rupam, thereby one can understand the divinity of Krishna's activities and Krishna's birth. Listen, such a person, one who knows Atma, only can understand the divinity. Otherwise, one who does not know the Atma, who does not know Brahman, cannot understand Krishna's birth and activity being divine. Therefore, you don't need to worry about Krishna's activity being divine and work, birth being divine. You better know yourself. Bhagavan says, okay, better know Brahman, better know yourself. You know yourself, you understand yourself being Brahman, yourself being Krishna, then what now? Then you know what does he mean by saying birth and activity being divine. Such a person is a jnani, wise person. Such a wise person, when he knows this fact, he is already free from what? Doership and enjoyership. Because his identity with the body and his complex is not there anymore. His identity is with Brahma Chaitanyam, Atma Chaitanyam, not with the Deha Atma Buddhi. Therefore, what happened? Not with the Deha, isn't it? Thereby, he is free from doership and enjoyership. Thereby, he is already free from what? Sanchita Agami. What is he having now? Only Prarabdha. Such a person, no? Deham tektva. Then when he completes his parabdha karma, he leaves the physical, quits the physical body. After quitting the physical body, agpunaha janma nayeti. He does not, what now? Assume the body again. That means what? Mameti. He doesn't attain body. Mean, where does he go? He becomes one with me. What does it mean? He becomes freed. He becomes liberated. Saha muchyate iti artaha. I am not saying Adi Shankar Bhagavad Pada says here. He becomes liberated. Whenever you say, I reach Bhagavan, Purana say, you reach Bhagavan, I reach Bhagavan means what? You are becoming free, you are recognizing your already existing freedom is what? You are reaching Bhagavan's feet. Understand now? That is why feet always symbol for self-knowledge, knowledge of the truth, knowledge of Bhagavan. Know that feet is symbol. Whenever you go to the temples, in Vaishnava temples, and they'll keep something, a hat like a thing on your top, on your head. That's called what now? That cap has very, you can't put it elsewhere anywhere. They'll keep only from here and then they'll keep here. No way, they keep here on your head first. Because on the top there'll be 2 feet of Bhagavan. And the feet of Bhagavan represent what? Knowledge of Atma. When that is kept on you, what do you say? I am non-different from Bhagavan. I am also what? I'm non-different from Bhagavan. Aham Bhagavan, that jnanam you pray for. You pray for jnanam. When that is kept, what is that jnanam? That when that jnanam is there, you are free from smallness. When you are free from, why you are free from smallness? You are limitlessness now. You are limitless reality. In jnanam, you are limitless reality. In ajnanam, you are a limited individual. You will be suffering from what now? Smallness. When you were suffering with smallness, the problem of smallness, you have all the problems. What are they? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, all these will be there only where there is problem of smallness centered on I. The problem of smallness centered on I is not there. When I is resolved, all the 6 also will be resolved along with the I. So when does it happen? In jnanam, the 6 will disappear. In ajnanam, the 6 will be sitting. So who are friend for the 6? Who is a friend of these six? Who is enemy of the six? Ajnanam is friend of these six, because they can sit and enjoy, gamble there. Whereas Ajnanam is what now? Chaser of all the six. Therefore, Jnanam is enemy of the six. That's why Jnanam, represented by the feet of the Lord, is called Shadari. Shat means six. Arihi means enemy. Shannam Arihi. Enemy of the six. Who is the enemy of the six? Jnanam. So Jnanam is represented by what? Feet. So feet are called what? Shadari. Is it clear now? So what do they keep on your head? Shadari. For which, if you want, I can take you all to Vishnu temple. I can get you one day. The priest will come and put on a top like this. And when, what should you pray for? Oh Lord, please bless me with the knowledge of your Swarupam, wherein I can recognize my Swarupam as you. I can resolve my identity with you. Then I can disappear in you, so that my smallness also will disappear. Thereby I will be free from all these sixfold enemies. Shadari. Do you have Shadari?
So I have Baptism.
Hmm? No, Shadari. You have the tradition, no? In Samaran temple,
there are... No,
oh, really?
No,
okay, I thought I always you have this. You have, I saw you the Sri Churum having this, so I thought, okay, you must be knowing. Vaishnava Sampradaya is known. It's called Shadari. In Vishnu temples, you go means you can't. If you come out with you Shadari, then it's not. I don't have darshan. Once you go, do the pradakshinam and say bite hello to all these Parivara Murtis. Go inside Vaikuntha Murti, Sakshat Narayana, with Lakshmi, sitting with Lakshmi, and have darshan, have arati. Then spirit will come and give you what? Tirtha Prasadam. Then after that, he'll bring Shadari. Bhagavan's feet will come out. Good. Come back. Anyway, you know, I thought, okay, you know this. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.